Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Hello and welcome to the Carson Anderson program. Look, it's an opportunity. Everything's a great opportunity. And it's an opportunity that you don't want to be in because the thing should be wrapped up by now, it feels like. But hey, this series with Cleveland, we go into it with just this pending sense of doom. An absolute pending sense of doom because the baseball team has been as frustrating to watch as any season we've had in a long time, and we will get into it because there's plenty to discuss with the Tigers. And Gator said, you don't want to do it. I don't want to do it, but it's obviously something that is we need to discuss it because it's been absolutely brutal. In the meantime, we got a huge Monday night game tonight, and we will preview plenty of Lions and Ravens preview. We got two Twitter poll questions out there for the people. Great fans of Detroit. We do have great fans here. A deeply caring sports community that, we're very fortunate to have these jobs in this town because Detroit fans, it matters. Like many fan bases are alike. And there's a lot of cliches that get thrown out there. But having done plenty of travel and had a chance to work with people from around the country, I will tell you that we have a great sports town. And one of the reasons why there is so much angst about the Tigers is because there's so much people really care about the Tigers and people really care about the Lions, Michigan State, and everything else. That's a hard one to watch. In the meantime, before we get into what's going on with the Tigers, how are you, Scott?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had a rough weekend, man.
Was it just the Tigers or?
Well, I mean, Michigan State on Saturday night, and I stayed up till whatever it was, 3:30 by the time I think I went to bed and got up. It's not even early. You know, I got up at like 7:30 or something to let the dog out and then went back to bed for like an hour and then had to get up because I was going to play golf with my brother. And we met out at the golf course and five holes into it, it starts to rain. And when I had last checked.
And you were like, this checks out.
Right, 100%. Because when I had last checked the weather, like the day before, it wasn't supposed to rain until like after 3. So I'm like, it'll be all right. So I did not prepare, you know, sweatshirt or, you know, some sort of golf gear, not brought with me. Didn't bring a hat because, hey, it's not even sunny out. I don't need a hat. Mm-hmm. Hat would have been helpful to, you know, keep away the rain. So we only played 9 holes. We went off on the back 9 and said, no, let's get out of here. Let's not be stuck in this is not gonna be fun. So that was no good. Just crazy things happening in football, college football, pro football over the weekend, and then watching the Tigers just continue to be as bad as they are. You know, the thing is, Doug, it's bad enough that the Tigers have won like 2 games in their last 13 or whatever it is. That's bad enough. But for Cleveland to go 15-2 in the same stretch or whatever the stretch is unbelievable. Yep. And yet, this is what we saw last year. This does happen. And it's happening to us.
Yep.
And it's like we've seen this team be the best team in baseball, not for a week, not for 2 weeks, not for a month, not for 2 months. But like for over 100 games, not just, you know, what they did this year, you add to the 30 something games they went on the stretch last 40 games or whatever it was, and you tack that on, it's like, this is the best team in baseball. that's not a fluke to be that way. And
it feels like it's too big a sample size for it to be a fluke.
Yeah. I want to be in the locker room with these guys and just kind of, what's going on? You know how good you are, right? Or how good you've been. What happened? What the hell has happened here? And, you know, AJ Hinch has been asked this question pretty much after every game for the last 7 or 8 games. And he's been the calm voice of reason, calm voice of reason. And then, like the other day, he's like, I don't have an answer. And because how can you? At this point, it's like, I don't know what's happening. And this is the second stint of really bad baseball that we've seen since the All-Star game. You know, right before the All-Star break, that's when the things started to go south. And then things continued to go south. And then I remember when I was in Vegas, they were playing a weekend series against Texas and things were horrible. But they got out of that. They got out of that only to play a little bit of 500 baseball and then not going to go right back into it. So this is just very frustrating for everybody involved. Of course, the players are the ones going through it. You know, they got to figure it out. And, you know, you get a day off today and then your season. I mean, that's what it comes down to. You got 3 games in Cleveland. Yep. You need to win this series. If you don't win this series, you're done.
The thing is, too, when you watch this team play, it's cool to, you know, get late inning heroics, but blow it. Like, okay, great. The late inning heroics, they didn't cash it in. Like, you think about that Saturday night game. It's great that they get runners on base and they don't cash that in. It's like all these opportunities they've had,
believe that.
They cannot cash in.
Was it 6 innings they had 2 runners on?
And like 2 runners, nobody out.
It was in several of those innings. Yeah.
And they cannot cash in. And it's an insanely frustrating way to lose baseball games. And then on the rare occasion when they do cash in, they give the lead right back. And I just, you know, look, it's not over, okay? It's not over. it's trending in a terrible direction. So, and I always try to distinguish between just cliches that basically apply to everyone and stuff that's true only of your team. Like cliches that apply to everyone in baseball. Oh, they, you know, just about everybody. Well, he's pretty streaky. Yeah. In baseball, that's kind of its game of streaks. This team's only going to go as far as the starting pitching carries them, which is pretty much true of every team. Like if your starting pitching lets you down, you got major problems, right? So these are sort of cliches that get thrown out there. Here's one thing that's in football.
Which, by the way, is becoming less and less in baseball because starting pitching doesn't go 7 innings anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it can, but yes. In football, this team struggles with mobile quarterbacks. Yeah. Everybody struggles with mobile quarterbacks. But here's something I think is unique to the Tigers. Their good is arguably the best in baseball. And their bad is arguably the worst in baseball. The range that this team can be, they can be the best in baseball. They can be the worst in baseball. And it's amazing. I don't know that you see on a meter long stretches of play, weeks, months, where they look like the best team in baseball, then weeks and going on a month. It looked like the worst team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
In baseball, those are bigger sample sizes than most baseball streaks, and I think that is unique to the Tigers. I don't think this is a cliche that applies to everyone. How can they look like the best team in the game for such a long period of time, or arguably the best team? Like, people say, oh, they were never the best team in the game. That's fine. That's fine. The record indicated they might be, but whatever. They were winning like the best team in the game would win, and now they're losing like they're awful, like they're terrible. And I don't know that. I think that's pretty unique to this group, to that most teams aren't like this, where they're this good for long, long stretches and then this bad for long stretches.
I think part of that might be that the Tigers as a lineup from top to bottom have more guys that have overachieved than other teams. And I hate to put it that way, because it seems like you're forgetting how good that the good was. But they've got a couple of guys that really overachieved in the first half of the season that are, did water just find its level, and now they're back to being, you know, last couple players on a roster. When you look at Javi Baez, when you look at Zach McKinstry, you know, those two guys in particular, and I'm not throwing it all on them. I mean, they're not alone. There's a lot of players out here. You know, Wenzel Perez is, you know, he is not the player he was in the first half of the season. He's not terrible, but he's below average at OPS by 40 points. You know, that and they got a lot of guys like that that just have been well below average in terms of being hitters. And then they coincide that with a bullpen that has maybe a bad July and an awful September, a great August, but you've got to be better than that. And because the awful coupled with awful is awful. Awful coupled with good,
awful plus,
you can get past.
Awful plus awful equals awful.
Yeah. It's some sort of, I think Pythagoras came up with that.
Yeah, well, it's a very smart baseball mind, that Pythagoras. 248-539-9797. Okay, we got Champ and Chump. We'll obviously get to that coming up. Champ and Chump at a weekend. We'll have our nominations at 10:35. Need yours right now. We start stacking them up. Don't worry, plenty of Lions-Ravens preview, because it's a huge game pending tonight.
Big game.
We'll talk some college football throughout the day as well. Here we go. Carson Anderson on a Monday on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.